Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for this wonderful moment. This Sunday morning where we could come into Thy presence and praise Thee and glorify Thee and magnify Thee, Lord. As we come into Thy presence, Heavenly Father, we pray that You would bless the worship. You would speak to us. You would strengthen us, Lord. Let Thy name be exalted as we worship Thee. Let heaven come down, Heavenly Father, as it's only one more week before we celebrate the Resurrection Day. Heavenly Father, bless this time of worship. As we worship Thee in truth and spirit, Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit will burn in our hearts. My shelter from a salary be compriandala storoba friend sign. There be compriandala staffraba shandula sacrament sign. As You called Abraham Your friend, we thank You, Father, that You have also called us as Your friends and as Your children and as the sons and daughters of Almighty God. And once again this Sunday morning, Father, as we worship Thee in truth and spirit, we pray that we will blend and mingle and become one with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And as we worship Thee and we acknowledge that all the angels and cherubims and seraphims and Father, all the saints who have gone before are worshiping Thee at the same time. Bless this time of worship as we worship Thee as New Jerusalem Church. Manifest Thy power and glorify Thy name. Let Thy name alone be exalted. Unto You be the glory, honor, riches and blessing, now and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. In the first century, the apostles preached that they were in the last days before the coming of Christ. Today we have to say, we are not in the last days, we are in the last few seconds before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Time now is not measured in years or hours or days or minutes. Time now is measured in second. Every second that passes, we are getting closer to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we read the newspaper, as we go on Facebook, as we begin to see what's happening in USA and rest of the world, we see iniquity abounding. Those who commit iniquity are escaping judgment of this world. And those who live a holy life are being judged by the laws of this world. Because the laws of this world have reversed to the point that there is no worldly judgment for evil, but there is judgment for the righteous. Apostle Paul said in the book of Timothy, in these last days, men shall be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. High-minded, proud, arrogant, evil, not acknowledging the natural things that God has created, but doing unnatural things that have never been heard of. And as the evil things abound, we look at the denominations in this world, and we are beginning to see that all these denominations, most of them, have already fallen and are sleeping. There are denominations that are aligning themselves with the evil traditions and cultures and opinions that are evil and contradictory to the Word of God. It is easy for them to say okay, but those so-called false pastors and false prophets that say okay to the evil of this world, when they stand before God Almighty and God says, I never knew you, depart from me all ye that work iniquity. And they say, Lord, in Thy name, Jesus, we worked signs and wonders and mighty things. And Jesus said, I never knew you, depart from me. The story of the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins is a joy at what happened to the five wise virgins, but it also is a tragedy when you look at what happened to the five foolish virgins. What was the mistake the foolish virgins made? They refused the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They were virgins. They had lamps, but the lamps were empty when the trumpet sounded and the Lord Jesus, the heavenly bridegroom, had come. They were not burning. Whereas the five wise virgins were burning, they had oil in their lamps. They were burning. It was a dark time when it was impossible to do ministry. And as they were sleeping peacefully in the presence of God, their lamps were burning. We have come to a time where Isaiah 60 is slowly coming into motion. When gross darkness engrips the world, then the church of the living God will begin to shine all over the world with the power of God Almighty. Now, Jesus also predicted that when the times that we are living in come to pass, the love of many shall wax cold. Evil has abounded so much that the love of many is waxing cold. But Jesus said, false prophets and false apostles and false pastors and false evangelists shall rise up, and they will try to deceive even the very elect. But the elect, the chosen of God, the predestinated of God, those who have chosen before time even was acknowledged, cannot be deceived, and they will not fall. And they will understand the difference between the voice of the shepherd and the voice of the wolves. But Jesus said very clearly, because iniquity shall abound. We look at USA and we look at the rest of the world. We see iniquity abounding. And Jesus said, many will look at this iniquity and will see the temporary prosperity of the wicked. Today, who has the money? Who has the finance? Who has the physical material wealth? The wicked. It's in their hands. Because Satan said to the wicked, if you wicked will fall before me and worship me, I will give you all the riches of this world. And so they did, fell and acknowledged the devil as their God. And so the devil gave them all the riches of this world. But soon, the riches of this world are going to be removed from the evil people and be provided to the righteous people. And those who sat at the front of the stage are going to be very soon at the back of the auditorium, and God's children are going to be at the front. So the people of God should not get discouraged with what is happening in this world, where evil is abounding, because this is not news. We don't have to listen to CNN or Facebook or the world news and say, wow, look at what's happening, because Jesus already told us 2,000 years back what is going to happen. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Even in the first century, the church started becoming lukewarm. They hadn't become cold yet, but Jesus said, you have to be either cold or hot. If you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth, because you don't taste good when I drink the water. So he said, remember the days in which you accepted the word of the Lord, and remember the days in which you came to the Lord. You loved the Lord about anything in this world. The Lord Jesus was your focus. And then he tells to the church of Ephesus, you have left your first love. For those who are first are married, we understand what first love means. But then after getting married, the mistakes in the husband and wife get amplified, and then arguments start. And then instead of focusing on the first love, we focus on the mistakes. 1 Corinthians 13 chapter talks about love. Love covereth all things. Love forgiveth all things. Love is loving. It is divine love. It will love regardless of any circumstance. Love does not expect anything. Love gives. Love provides. Love hugs. Love admonishes. And that is the love that Jesus wants us to have. The divine love in these last days. We didn't love God because we expected something from Him, but we love God because He first loved us and gave His life for us. Jesus Christ has given us everything. Eye has not seen, nor ears have heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. These things He has revealed to us in the Spirit. And again, the book of Ephesians says, unto Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The greatest gift, the priceless, invaluable gift that Jesus Christ, God the Father and the Holy Spirit has given us, is salvation and forgiveness of sins with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing to be joined in the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Therefore, in these last days, hallelujah. Amen. As the church of the living God, when the wind howls, when evil howls, when the dogs bark and the wolves howl, we should not get concerned about what is happening. But as the book of John says, use these days to spend time in the presence of God and grow in love. The people of God need to be very careful not to become weak in love toward Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Because the temporary prosperity, the temporary flourishing of the wicked that you see is going to be like the grass in the rooftop. When grass grows upon the rooftop, the sun comes up and the grass is dry and is dead. I saw some caterpillars all over the gate yesterday because Texas was getting warm. And then last night, the temperature dropped to 48 degrees, and this morning, those same caterpillars were no more on the gate. Today, the caterpillars are climbing the gates to try to prevent the children of God from entering in the narrow way. They keep scaring people, saying, go in the broad way. There's fun. There's parties. And many of those who served the Lord have gone after the enemy because they have received from the prosperity of the wicked. But the Bible tells us that the prosperity of the wicked is short-lived. In fact, if you learn from the farmers, the cows that are going to the slaughterhouse, those are the cows that are fed a lot of food so that they'll become fat and they'll have more meat when they're slaughtered. So the people that are getting evil and evil and flourishing and escaping judgment in this world are those who are fed by the enemy, funded by the enemy, so that they will become fat and they will become meat for the day of slaughter. In fact, they feed the chickens that are going to be slaughtered. Even so, the devil is feeding the evil people so that they will be fat for the day of slaughter. But all the evil, all the money, all the prosperity of the wicked is going to be short-lived, and they are going to lose it all. And everything is going to flow towards the church of the living God, towards the children of the living God. And that is prophesied in Isaiah chapter 60. The Bible tells the church of the living God in Isaiah chapter 60 that princes and queens and kings shall build thy walls and thy tabernacles. And it shall come to pass in the last days, the mountain of the Lord shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And they shall say, let us go into the house of the Lord, for there he will teach us of his ways and of his judgments, of his commandments. The people of the world are going to, the chosen are going to find out where the real treasure is, for where the honey is, there the bees will gather. And the word of the Lord tells us in Psalm 81, Psalm 81, verses 13 to 16. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me. Oh, that my people, Israel, had walked in my ways. This is God Almighty saying, don't look at the evil. Don't be concerned. Don't compromise. Stand steadfast in the word of the Lord. God is saying to his people, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me. Psalm 81, verse 13 to 16. Oh, that Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock would I have satisfied thee. He says, oh my people, do my commandments. Abide in my presence, for I will feed thee with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock will I satisfy thee. All those evil that people that flourish temporarily are going to perish like worms in the garden. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, amen. The Bible tells us that in our lifetime, we shall see the destruction of the wicked that continue to reject the word and voice of the Lord and went beyond the line of no return. Psalms 111:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. I've been to the old folks' home, a senior citizen's home, and there you will see the real world. Those who spent all their lifetime doing evil, they are running around screaming and yelling and confused because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. When you have the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, when you do the commandments of the Lord, the end of your life will be blessed. You will have understanding until the Lord calls you home. You will have a sane mind, a clear mind, until the Lord calls you home. You will not suffer from Alzheimer's, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. You will not be in an old folks home running around and screaming because of the fire of eternity, the judgment of God, the hell that awaits you. You will be rejoicing and glorifying the Lord and praising Him with understanding, even if you're 105 years old. My shilda from a saldiri kaprian taurabi chaurabi kandasai. Thus saith the Lord, the end of the righteous will be blessed. They shall see the fruit of their works. But thus saith the Lord, the evil shall perish like stubble that is burnt by fire.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we go to the rice fields, the paddy fields, where they make, where rice grows on plants that look like grass, the husk that covers the white rice is golden yellow. People mistake the husk, the covering of the rice, for rice. And then the farmer comes. The harvest is complete. He puts everything in the machine. The husks, the golden covering of the rice, is separated from the white rice inside the covering of the husk. The husk is taken. It looked golden yellow. Now it looks very bad. And the wind scatters it. And the farmers gather all the husk and burn it in the fire. The husk represents the evil people of this world that appear to be flourishing right now. But Jesus is coming soon. And before that, the husk will be separated from the wheat, the white wheat that stands for the church of the living God. That is the fruit of the word of God, God's seed. And we will be gathered, the rice that people eat, the rice that is the fruit, will be gathered to the throne of God as the first fruits. And the husks will be, the wicked will be burnt in fire. They tried to overthrow God in the Old Testament. They built the Tower of Abel. Unto you is the warning, O revived Roman Empire, that has the logo of the Tower of Babel. You will perish even as Nimrod and the Tower of Babel perished. Genesis 11:9. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confuse the language of all the earth. And from thence the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of all the earth. They revolted against God. They built the Tower of Babel, but they didn't complete it. The fear of the Lord gives you understanding. Going against the Lord gives you confusion. The Lord confused their language. They couldn't understand each other. They were confused. Soon the evil of this world are going to be confused. They are going to be scattered. They are going to fight with each other. Because 1 John 2:17 says, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The evil did whatever they wanted, whatever they lusted. They thought they got away with it. But God's judgment is coming to this world. The wicked will perish. Their riches will be reassigned to the righteous. And they that do the will of God shall abide forever and ever and ever. My shelter from Sambi Aratura Sapriantarabaki Pruma Rofinama Sapribi Capria. I will exalt my sheep. I will exalt my sheep. My sheep will hear my voice, and I have prepared beautiful pastures for them for all eternity. They will be anointed, they will be exalted, they will be promoted, and they will see their enemies burning with a fire that shall never be quenched. And then shalt thou discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked. For the righteous shall be jewels under my feet. They will be crowns on my head. They will decorate the temple of God Almighty. And they will shine as the stars in the firmament forever and ever. And unto them shall be given the kingdom. Amen. As we pray to God, thy kingdom come. God's kingdom is about to come. The spiritual kingdom arrived on the day of Pentecost. The physical kingdom will soon arrive when the saints come back to the earth with Jesus Christ. Because 1 John 2:17, and the world and the wicked in the world will pass away. You will look for them and find them no more. And all the wicked and their lusts, their desires, their riches will perish. All the riches of the wicked will come back to the righteous. But those that do the will of the Lord will be blessed, exalted, promoted, and abide forever. They will be the bride of the heavenly bridegroom. May the Lord bless these words, and may the Lord strengthen us and enable us to continue to do His will. Amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment, Lord. We thank You for giving us the grace to preach Thy word, not only to Thy church, the body of Christ, which heard Thy voice, but also to this generation and all future generations and everyone. You said, my word shall not return unto me void, but it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. Bless thy word, strengthen us. Pray for Brother Jose Miles and their precious families. Thy grace be with all of us. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.